Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, donuts, silly jokes, and the worst Billboard songs. Right after this word.
You love the Beatles anthologies 1 through 43. Just when you thought there couldn't possibly be any more Beatles outtakes to put on a compilation, Crapital Records has done it again. If the Beatles Anthology 43 left you wanting more, you won't want to miss the Beatles Anthology 44. The Beatles Anthology 44. You'll get an actual recording of the actual garden where George Harrison actually wrote, "Here Comes the Sun."
This must be a garden right here.
A garden. Uh-huh.
Right,
garden.
Fascinating.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
See, where else could you find that?
See, I want
Listen
that.
In as Ringo drives to a rehearsal for his all-star band tour.
Oh, me.
He had his window down, didn't he?
The Beatles Anthology 44. If you wait in line at the midnight release tonight at Media Buster by Universe, you'll get this special bonus cut. It's a never-before-heard recording from Paul McCartney's last physical.
At least he sounds healthy.
He sounds good.
Yeah, sounds very,
very strong.
The Beatles
heart.
Anthology 44. If you buy this, we've got a load of Crapital Records you'll love.
That's Chick McGee. That's Josh. Christy Lee is the lady of the house.
This is
Tom speaking. let's see now. We have a special mobile surprise coming up today. That's all I'm saying. Very excited.
Man, what could this be?
Very, very.
Will
exciting.
This mobile
hot air balloon?
No.
Huh?
It's not a hundred. It's a mobile surprise.
Will this mobile surprise entail any advertising opportunities? And if there is an advertiser, will they bring some of their product?
Maybe.
Very good question. Answer unknown.
Okay. I hope so.
We could always.
Oh, but it's a donut.
We could. It's not a donut. It's not a drivable donut.
I bet there's a drivable donut.
Does something have to have wheels to be mobile? Or can
well, you drag it around? Yes.
No. What I'm asking is, does mobile mean wheel related?
No.
Okay.
Snowmobile.
Gotcha. All right.
That
thank
would
you.
Be, what that's propelled by
jet ski.
Well, it's on rails
tracks,
or tracks. Right?
Tracks. Yeah. We have donuts in the news.
Yeah, we do.
You see that story?
Maybe that's why. Yeah. Yes, I did.
I love donuts.
It's unbelievable.
Not that kind
it's
of
a great story. You ever see the video of the guy gets the brand new motorcycle? And they have the security camera driving out of the dealership and he crashes. He's okay. But it's like, okay, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. This is very similar. This involves a brand new car. And
I was on a motorcycle, almost hit the neighbor's mailbox. It was a great day. The last time I was on a motorcycle.
I bet you felt real alive.
Oh, man. I never felt more alive when I almost killed myself. Yeah.
Special delivery. Boom. That's my head.
Man,
yeah, this involves, I've got it right here, Christy, if you want to see this. Police in Ohio are saying a man doing donuts in a snowy parking lot crashed his new car.
Uh-oh.
Wow. He lost control of the vehicle and hit a live power pole, according to the Dayton Daily News. Mm. There was some minor hospitalization. Everybody's okay. Probably less funny if I tell you who else was in the car.
All right. Well.
Yeah. Maybe he'll sustain more serious injuries when his wife gets a hold of him. You idiot!
What do you mean? You take a whore out and you wreck the car?
No, I wasn't a whore.
No.
I'm assuming children.
I found it.
Good guess. Wouldn't it be? That'd be great. That'd be one of those great farmers insurance commercials.
Yeah, it would.
Hey, here's a dumbass doing donuts. It happened and we covered it. No.
We've seen a lot of stuff.
Wow. So, anyways, he... Hit the pole. Sorry.
Non-life-threatening injuries. Everybody's okay.
Good,
okay.
Good.
All right. He was glazed and confused.
Oh, no. You got to shake of the head from Ace.
It's a glazed donut joke, you see.
Instead of dazed.
Well, Ace, is it time for your joke of the day if you're going to shake your head at Tom's
It's a little
musing?
Early.
I don't do jokes. I do observations.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, right. Tom, we've talked about those commercials overnight with the animals, and they look sad.
Sure.
Oh,
sad
yeah.
Music.
Oh,
the puppy dogs, yeah.
You don't know, a lot of animals, they lose their tails. The tails fall off.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Do you know where the animals go when their tails fall off?
No, where?
They go to a retail store.
I had no idea he was that prepared. It is a fine, fine piece of work.
There was a beginning.
Yes.
A middle. Yep. And an end. Very conversational.
You think cut to Ace last night at 9 p.m. looking in the mirror?
We're working on
you know, animals. animals.
I think his delivery is excellent because I'm always thinking, okay, he doesn't have one today.
Right.
This is not going to be a joke. And then,
that's what I was trying. I was trying to spring it on him, like he wasn't prepared.
Misdirection. Excellent job, Ace.
Well, I thought Josh went to the. Didn't you go to the doctor recently, Josh?
I did. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I saw there was a man there with five penises.
Five penises. Yeah.
Doctor said, "How do your pants fit?" Guy said, "Like a glove." We've gotten more messages.
That's the joke of the year.
Josh stole that joke. That joke was in a movie from that. Did I ever claim I wrote it? Isn't that what we've been doing the last couple of days?
We're telling jokes.
That joke is so old; it's credited to Moses.
Yeah.
And someone claimed he stole it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That joke. Robert Rule told that joke in a movie. Well, that's not where I heard Gilbert Gottfried tell it. I stole it from him.
What is it in the history of the world when Mel Brooks as Moses comes down the mountain? He goes,
drops.
"These 15 commandments."
Yeah.
And he drops one. He goes, "These 10 commandments."
I was going to say it's a shame adultery wasn't.
The one he dropped. Yeah. Oh,
that's very, very funny stuff. So anyway, this guy's doing donuts in his car and he hits a pole. Kids were in the car, but apparently they're okay. Sorry about that.
How old were the kids?
It doesn't say. Two kids.
Those were toddler used?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay.
No.
Well.
Hey, we got more silly jokes coming in. This one emailed. When birds fly in a V, why is one side always longer than the other? Because there's more birds on that one side.
What?
It's more of an observation than
a
joke.
It really is more of an observation.
Yeah,
because a fact. We've got facts coming in.
Is it because there's an even number? Is there some math component to this?
That's terrible.
I like the why do sharks live in salt water? Because pepper makes them sneeze.
I did like that.
Well, that probably leads to our big story today, which is the so-called Billboard Top 40. One of the worst songs in history is now on the charts.
Baby.
Oh, of course I know this. My youngest niece loves this.
That's all we did.
Here's a little taste of this thing. If you haven't heard this.
I kind of like this tune.
How many billion? It's something like, here it is, 2.1 billion online views of this on YouTube.
Yeah, by the South Korean company Pinkfong.
Here we go.
Baby. Shark, doo, 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 baby shark. Baby shark. Baby shark.
Wow, you get the idea.
Mommy shark. Mommy shark.
Yeah, it's painful. That.
And then when they get to Grandma Shark and you have to do it with no teeth, I get a little angry.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
They should play that Guantanamo Bay, right?
I think it's a fun song. I like it.
And who's it? What company is it from?
It's from a South Korean company called Pink Fong.
Boy, it makes you want to rethink the Korean War, doesn't it?
Now number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart.
Should have come a little heavy. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe we should have just said, hey, look, you can have it.
We got some bombs left, right? Let's do it.
We got Baby Shark.
It's been nearly 3 years since Baby Shark, the super catchy pop ditty for kids, popped up on YouTube, but it's become quite the sensation. And now everybody's got a version. I mean, the version that my 18-month-old great-niece likes is a little different than that one.
Yeah. What Ellen did one and James Corden did one.
I'd like to meet her. I question that she's a great-niece. I'm maybe like a so-so.
She's my niece's daughter. Makes her great.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's pretty mediocre, isn't it?
That was almost... Charlie, if you're listening, you're a wonderful little kid.
It was almost a vacuum. Her name's Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great name.
That is a great name.
I'm fearing, I guess, if that's the proper
phrase. Has Led Zeppelin done a cover of Baby Shark?
What I'm wondering is... shoved it up her, doot.
Wow!
The prostitute,
no need to really go into the details. That's a famous urban legend.
I don't think it's an urban legend.
I hope it is. We have, you think there'll be, I should say, a Baby Shark movie now?
Oh, possibly.
It's pretty much inevitable, you think?
Probably.
An animated.
They had a Trolls movie. They had a Gnome movie.
That Troll movie wasn't that bad.
Great song.
I kind of like the Gnome movie. Sherlock. Was it Sherlock Gnomes or something? It was pretty funny.
Yeah, they've had a few. Gnomeo and Juliet.
Yeah, there were some funny jokes.
What was the joke from Sherlock Gnomes?
Like, how are we going to cross a river? Well, we need a ship. And then the guy looks and he looks at Sherlock and he goes, no ship, Sherlock.
God, how could you not love that movie?
Yeah, that's a great joke.
That's hilarious.
That's a solid joke right there. That's no one side's longer than the other joke.
No, the birds and the...
75% of the lyrics to that song are do.
Okay.
Do the math on that.
Yeah.
It'll have to be a movie or a video game or something. So be prepared. But it's actually on the Billboard charts, which, if you're familiar with the Billboard charts, this isn't the worst thing ever to be on the Billboard charts.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a good question. What's the worst song ever to go to number one?
Well, I think that's...
It's all subjective, right?
Yeah, thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Subjective.
Or maybe objective. I always get those two confused.
No, if there's some real stinkers up there.
Yeah.
But Christy was saying, you thought the worst one was what?
Kung Fu Fighting.
That's wrong, and here it is.
No, everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
First of all, the beginning, so musical.
What about You Light Up My Life? That
there's
was
no way you
time.
Liked this song when it was popular.
Oh, I love this song.
No way.
Yes, I did.
No.
So you're there. You're there in New York City flipping your hair back. Hey, man, Kung Fu Fighting.
That's so cool.
At the time, this was voted on, I believe it was WABC Top 40 Radio AM.
Mm-hmm.
This was voted the number one song of all time. Yes, of all time. I believe Bridge Over Troubled Waters was second. I would much rather hear Kung Fu Fighting.
Do you remember how many Kung Fu movies there were back then, though?
Yep.
Every week.
Don't you want to get to the best part?
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
See, the thing is, the way he goes, ing, that's what makes the song.
Oh.
If he had just done Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting, wouldn't have made it. It's that little goose. There, that little.
So you credit the producer,
or Carl Douglas himself?
He produced it.
I'm not sure, but someone that somewhere had made a great decision. Mm-hmm. Just a great, one of the greats of all time. And you have the incredibly. I can't believe you think that's the worst song of all time.
Ugh.
Well, Christy doesn't buy into the premise. That's what it
I
is.
Don't care
Why?
For it.
Everybody wasn't.
Christy claims she herself was
not
kung fu fighting.
It's her contention. I was alive then.
Mm-hmm. Which man were you taking care of then?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
You know,
just move on.
I'd argue if I could.
Hey, here's a stupid joke.
It's quite the catch.
What do Winnie the Pooh and Alexander the Great have in common?
I don't know.
Same middle name.
Hey! I kind of like it.
Yeah, valid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't really get a chuckle. Yes, factually correct. Which actually leads to today
in history. Worst song of all time.
Today in history. What? You got a worse one?
Well, there are a couple of different lists.
You Light Up My Life!
Well, I can see how people would like that. It's melodic and it's got a nice, sweet
MacArthur Park is up here.
That's a great song. Just lyrics stink.
Yeah, well, some of these I've never even heard of.
Number one? Are these number one songs of all time?
No, this is, I'm going to do, the Hall & Oates, how can he say that? That's wrong.
Well, which song?
Which one, yeah.
Private Eye, maybe?
Yeah, that's accurate.
It's not great.
Not their best.
Right.
It's no She's Gone. Oh.
The following songs have been named by critics, broadcasters, composers, and listeners as the worst songs ever.
I was not asked.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe.
The Mock Japanese that, novelty record.
My gosh, that's a song.
Oh, boy, was that a toe tapper back in the day?
Who knocked her up? That's what I want to know.
Well, we knocked her up and immediately sent her to the nunnery. That's right.
That's right.
Wouldn't be seen around here.
Let her deal with it.
Yes, sir, that's not my baby were the original lyrics.
I don't have a daughter anymore.
Yeah. This according to Wikipedia.
I'm shooting blanks. You know what I mean?
Jimmy Cross from 1965, I Want My Baby Back.
I want my baby back.
Baby back. Legendary Stardust Cowboy from 1968 in a song called Paralyzed.
Never heard it.
Nope.
That sounds
features
charming.
T-Bone Burnett, though, on drums. That's cool. Richard Harris, yeah. Richard Harris, no. MacArthur Park.
I kind of like MacArthur Park. It's so weird that I appreciate it.
Obla Dee Obla Da by the Beatles is on the list.
That one's kind of fun, too. Huh?
Paul Anka, You're Having My Baby. That was pretty bad.
With Odia Coates, Here It Is. Oh, there.
The Birdie Song by the Tweets from 1981. Anybody remember that?
No. It sounds awful.
What about Gimme That
Baby Shark?
Gimme that Ding by the Pipkins. What about that? What's that?
Now that's dreadful.
Gimme that.
Ebony and Ivory is on this list. One of my favorite songs of all time is on this list.
What? Which one?
True by Spandau Ballet.
Oh, I love that song.
That is a great song. Why do people? Why is that on that list?
I'm so glad you. Yes. That literally is one of my favorite songs of all time.
What is this?
Give me that ding. I like this song.
Wait a minute, was the first part in English?
It didn't sound like it at all.
It's not the original.
It's like Portuguese or something.
Play it in the beginning. What is that, French?
Sound like it.
Now it's in English.
You guys didn't like this?
Josh is doing the low-key Josh dance.
The first time I've ever heard it, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, really?
Really? All right. I get that confused with My Ding-a-ling. That was different.
Very, yeah. Not nearly as fast-paced, but... still fun.
My Ding-a-ling was Chuck Berry's only number one. Believe it or not.
Isn't that wild? Probably on this list somewhere.
Not his best work.
Yeah, this is almost cocaine induced.
It's like, kind of like a polka.
You can see the lead singer rubbing his gums.
Give me that line.
Now, also on the list of the worst songs of all time is that this is a great song.
Oh man. I agree.
This is
erections at the prom.
Yeah, this is a panty.
Hey, Mr. Halinek's going to see that boner, Ted. Grab that girl's ass.
Welcome to Enchantment Under the Sea.
Marches.
You know, here's something.
God, I love that song.
Interesting about that. Just by a show of hands, anyone know what the name Spandau Ballet means?
I don't remember, but if you say it, I'll go, that's right.
It's very unpleasant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hanging, right?
Yeah, hang someone, the movements that they do.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I had heard that. That is
took place at
as their lives slowly ebb away.
Now, at these executions, they do allow.
Now we got a topic.
There's a last meal.
Oh, geez.
Right.
Do they do a last tune?
Oh.
I mean, what would you go with, Josh?
Man.
Last song.
Part of me would want to do something jokey.
You think?
Yeah, but then part of me would want to hear something that I really do want to hear.
Or something long, like Inagata DeVita. Just for a few more minutes here.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.